I guess joined now with Mills President Daniel Hope here after a successful AGM last night, I guess. And maybe overall, Daniel, I know you're reelected back into the role. We'll start there, I guess. What is it like to be back for year two as the president of the Millionaires?
It's very exciting for myself. We've got a great board there, and it's awesome to see no turnover. Everybody that was on last year is staying on for another season. So to get some continuity, get some flow going with the people, everybody's comfortable with the roles that they're in and some of the jobs that they're doing. So I think we're just going to be able to kind of build off of the success that we've seen last year and hopefully continue to push forward.
You mentioned that board, and a lot of faces that have been around for a while, but also some new faces. We'll talk about that mixture and just what makes you guys so successful as a board.
Exactly that, Benny. It's having some people that have been around and they have a lot of knowledge in the base. You look at Dawn Malinchuk, the years that she's been on there, Renee, Len. You've got some experienced people that kind of know how the system works, and then you've also got a good mix of some younger people with some new ideas and a fresh way of kind of looking at things and doing things. So when you have the balance of both, I think it brings a kind of a different energy and helps us to be successful.
And I know financially wise, it was reported that you guys made a pretty good surplus from this past campaign, I guess. Maybe talk about those details and just how great it is for a board to have some money.
Absolutely. It's been a long time since we've went into the season with some money in the bank account. So it's definitely a good feeling. The work is not done. Every year it takes so much money to run a Junior A team. And that's why we rely so much on the supporters that continue to come out and support every effort that we make, whether it's, you know, at the games or it's in all of the fundraising. Can't say enough good things about this community and how they support their Mills hockey. And I mean, when you put a good product on the ice, that's step one. And I think the Doug's done a great job of putting a successful product on the ice. And, this year is going to be no different. We hope to push the envelope. Last year we made playoffs, which was great. And this year we want to push even further.
I know the $141,766 profit. I guess talk about maybe what went into getting that profit, some of the stuff you had this past year that made you guys so successful financially.
Putting a good product on the ice is a huge part of it. And then you've got your game day admissions. I mean, it's butts in the seats. The more people that you put in the rink, the more revenues that we're generating. And again, our community supporters are just so generous and so behind Mills hockey, and it's great to see. So that's a huge part of it. On top of that, too, you've got a lot of the fundraisers. Our cash lotto was very successful again this year. The comedian night was very well received, had a great turnout at that, and people were very generous with spending some money on some of the live auction items that we had. So once you start accumulating all of those things, and then obviously as well making the playoffs was huge. Drawing our Highway 10 rival in Yorkton, you know, getting two gates out of that was massive. We all wish we could have got a third, but two games was great, and it gave us another boost in the revenue column.
And as you mentioned before, you just got to keep the momentum going, because like everything nowadays, prices go up, and like you said, running a junior team goes up, so you got to keep the momentum going this year.
100%. When you're looking at a budget for the season, it's $850,000 to $900,000 to run a junior A team. So every year, you got to continue to work, continue to push, continue to get that great community support that we know Melville is very proud of their team, and they're going to continue to do it. So as a board, we've put so many things in place, and we're just going to keep doing it with our egg fund, with the cash lotto, with the comedian night. We've got plans in place. We're just going to keep pushing, and then hopefully we just continue to work on that game day experience for our fans. One quick thing we did talk about with game day admissions. Lots of different places are raising prices. We're not. We want to make it as affordable as we can for our fans. We want to put as many people in that rink as we can every single night, because we know that that's what it's all about. And we're trying to create a very good experience for everybody when they come out to our games.
And one thing already stepped forward is the Club for 100. And tickets are available for that for you guys too.
Tickets are available. You can contact any one of the board members. They'd be more than happy to get you a ticket. Last night we had talked, I think we're about half sold out already. So don't sit back and wait till October, because there won't be a ticket available. Get them now while they're still there.